Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Just talked with a producer over at Viceland. It's a new TV network, and I'll tell you about that. They wanted to talk about marijuana. And then also we want to discuss, Donald Trump as the presumptive Republican nominee and the lessons that I'm seeing that we could learn from what's happened with the Trump campaign and the millions of Republicans who have been voting for him. Looks like he'll get more votes from Republicans in a primary than any president in history, known in modern history. And also I want to give you an update because we did a Real Science Radio program at the beginning of the month, and it was on the studies of studies. They're called meta-studies, where Brent Rooney from Canada, researcher, longtime expert on premature birth, I interviewed him about the result of abortion on future births and the nightmare, the horror of the significant increase of premature delivery to the women who have killed a previous child. And of course, you know the consequences of premature delivery to the child, right? Well, it turns out that now one of the world's leading journals, medical journals, that would cover this topic, it's the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. They have a report just out for May 2016 showing the significant increase in the risk of premature delivery to women who have had previous surgical abortions. And it's enormous, the risk. 52% greater risk. And the harm that comes along with premature delivery, you probably know about. It's referred to as MACE, M-A-C-E, being mentally handicapped, autism, cerebral palsy, and epilepsy. Those disorders, along with significantly higher chances of blindness, deafness, respiratory distress, ADHD, and gastrointestinal injury and serious infection, those are all much greater risk for premature delivery children. And now another study of studies. This is the fourth study of studies. So if you go to our website, kgov.com/prematurebirth, you'll be able to listen to the interview from earlier this month with expert Brent Rooney, then you'll get the link to this latest article. It's just devastating, the lies that the media tells about the killing, the intentional killing of unborn children, and then the withholding of information. Because when you do something immoral, it's going to hurt in more ways than we could typically comprehend or predict. The law of unintended consequences. And when you kill an innocent child, of course, there's going to be terrible consequences. And when that child is within your own womb, when it's your son or your daughter, the consequences are going to be horrific. And people pay the price of the sins of our parents, not because God is punishing the children, but the natural consequences of sin. If you have parents who are drug addicts, then speaking of Viceland, if you have parents who are drug addicts, you're going to pay a penalty. And here the penalty is to future children of those who kill their kids at Planned Parenthood. Okay, so before we get to lessons we could learn from what's happening with Donald Trump being the presumptive nominee Republican Party candidate for president, we have Viceland TV, one of their producers called. Amy called and said they're doing a program on marijuana, and they wanted to know if I'd be interested in being involved. And, of course, I'd be very interested. And she said it's on medical marijuana. When I said medical marijuana, you guys are 10 years behind the times. Here in Colorado, we're dealing with young people who are buying edibles at a dispensary and then blowing their brains out. We're dealing with this horrific increase in marijuana-related accidents and deaths and suicides and all kinds of nightmare consequences of recreational marijuana. What are you talking about, medical marijuana? They said, oh, that's what they said. You're the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Do you tell people in your church don't use marijuana for medical? And I said, I'm very interested in being a part of a program on marijuana, on decriminalized pot and all the harms and the dangers. But if you want information on medical marijuana at our church, we've had I can think of two people who have used medical marijuana for now 20 years almost. And if you want their website, they don't go to our church anymore. I could give you their website. And Amy said, oh, yeah, give me their website. And I gave her the website. And she was like, come on, that's not real, is it? I said, oh, believe me, it's real. This is Exhibit A for what medical marijuana will do to your brain, how it will rot your brain. So she did get a kick out of that, and we left by me inviting her. If they do a show just on decriminalizing pot, you know, call me back. I'll be happy to deal with it. But they're a decade behind the times. Okay. And also, you know, for people who smoke their medicine, and she had gone to our website, kgov.com/pot, and could see all the horrific studies in peer-reviewed journals about all the mental health problems associated with marijuana use. And so normally your medicine's not supposed to turn you into a loser. And also normally you don't smoke your medicine. You usually don't grow your own medicine. But at any rate, that's Viceland. So we'll see if they call back. And okay, so now we're on to Donald Trump, right? He won 5 states, landslide, mostly blowout victories. And Donald Trump is a pro-child killing, protectionist, government interventionist, socialist, pro-sodomite, liberal. That's what he is. Pro-homosexual, pro-child killing, socialist, protectionist, interventionist, isolationist type, liberal. And so there are Republicans. It's interesting to observe the Republicans who are apoplectic over Trump. And I'm seeing two lessons. One is that moral relativism cannot be controlled. Moral relativism cannot be controlled. So for the past 30 years, as Christian and pro-life leaders have been training millions of people who go to church and who care about what God says, they've been training them to look the other way when their guy kills the innocent. When your child killer is not as bad as the other child killer, then go ahead and make a case for supporting your child killer. And so that's moral relativism. It's also related to legal positivism, which is the same thing in the legislative arena, legal positivism. And so moral relativism cannot be controlled. So when these talking heads and these national parachurch ministries, when they advocated strongly that their listeners, that those who are influenced by them, that they would defend the Republican child killer, defend that person, misrepresent that person as really basically pro-life when they advocate killing kids, and support and donate to and vote for that person, campaign for that person. They were promoting moral relativism, but they thought absurdly that moral relativism could be controlled, and over the next few election cycles, they would continue to have control of the application of moral relativism on which candidate would be the presidential nominee, as though it has made much of a difference. And so moral relativism cannot be controlled. So you teach tens of millions of people who actually care something about what God says that it's okay to vote for the lesser evil and don't throw your vote away. And you got to vote for somebody who could win. And certainly you got to vote for somebody who could beat the Clintons. And so none of that is based on moral principles. And all of it actually ends up being very easily to identify moral relativism. It can't be controlled. And so they've created a monster. And the monster doesn't really care. And the monster is made up of some millions of people who go to church, even people who go to a church where folks bring their Bibles to church. And the monster doesn't really care if the Republican candidate is a child killer or not, just doesn't care. Doesn't care the Republican candidate's views on sexual immorality, doesn't really care. Just doesn't care because they've been trained to not care. So that's the first lesson I'm seeing, is that moral relativism cannot be controlled. By the way, in 2007, we produced the American Right to Life documentary called Focus on the Strategy. And it was filmed in the Colorado State Capitol in the Supreme Court chambers where 40 years earlier to the day, Colorado's governor signed Colorado's permissive abortion regulation, saying when you could kill unborn children. First, it was Mississippi in 1966, then Colorado in 1967, and then Ronald Reagan signed the same law in California, and abortions went from a few thousand when he took office a year or less up to tens of thousands when he left the governor's office in California. That was a horror chapter for Republicans and Christians, pro-lifers. And so we put in that documentary called Focus on the Strategy. You can see it at our website. Just go to kgov.com, click on videos, and there you'll see our playlist, our pro-life playlist, and you'll see the first thing, Focus on the Strategy. You'll see our two-minute video, the worst abortion video yet, and it's up to, what, 22,000 views? And in Focus on the Strategy, I make the statement, moral relativism cannot be controlled, and explain that this is where it's all headed, where we are right now. So that's the first lesson. The second lesson that I am seeing from the Republicans who are apoplectic over Trump, first is moral relativism cannot be controlled. And the second is that Trump further exposes pro-lifers who have claimed in the past election cycles that they would never support a politician who would kill an innocent child. Never. Like I'm thinking of Dr. James Dobson and Denver's own radio host, Dan Kaplis. And so the point we've made all along is they have always supported politicians who kill innocent children. And they just think that their child killer is better than the other guy's child killer, whereas your child killer is always the worst. Your murderer is always the worst. The other guy's murderer is never as bad as your murderer. And so now, by their seamless support, they're going to move right into supporting Donald Trump, and that will just further expose the truth that they would support pro-child killing, pro-sodomite, socialist, politicians, as long as they have an R after their name, and that they have traded biblical principles, God's principles, for a lust for political competition. So we have in Lakewood, Colorado, Daryl. Is this Daryl Berkey? Daryl, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Yes, it is, Bob.
Hey, Daryl. Nice to hear your voice on the radio show.
Oh, great to be here. You know, in listening to you talk, it just seems like Christians don't know the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it?
God gave government a fundamental role in society. And the most fundamental role is criminal justice, which is protecting the innocent from the guilty. If you're voting for a man who won't do that, you're bringing shame to the name of Christ if you're calling yourself a Christian.
Oh, absolutely right. You know, we used to say how wicked somebody is. They would kill kittens or they'd drown puppies and then they'd kill kids. And actually, the heroes of the Republican Party are people like George W. Bush or now Donald Trump who kill children. They literally dismember children. That's what they do. And they're the heroes. So yeah, shame to the name of the Lord.
That's when your issue is building a wall on the southern border, if you stand before God, God's not going to stand before you in judgment saying, what was your position on building a wall?
On the wall, yeah. And I'm all for a wall. Wall's fine. A wall makes good neighbors. But right, on judgment day, is that what God is going to prioritize?
Virtually nothing that Donald Trump is promoting is something that's a high priority for God.
Exactly right. And even though a broken clock is right twice a day, so whatever he happens upon that actually is not immoral, and regardless of how important they are, they're almost nowhere on God's list of priorities. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Almost none of his concerns are even on the list of God's priorities.
And if he does say something right, by later in the day, he will have reversed it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've seen that. It's the moral majority syndrome. You make a statement on Monday and on Tuesday issue an apology.
Yeah, we saw that recently with his statement about when he was cornered by a reporter who asked him about, well, what should happen to women who have abortions?
Well, yeah, he said there should be a punishment. And then, Daryl, I remember Jerry Falwell. I mean, it had to be on his daytimer. It had to be that he had Monday issue press release, Tuesday issue apology. Did it over and over and over. And we've seen that when politicians do say something that is valid, then they apologize for it. So, and, you know, Ted Cruz now, rumor is that he's going to ask Carly Fiorina to be his vice presidential running mate. I have no idea whether that's a substantive or not, but she's a child killer. And if Ted Cruz were running for office in Germany in, let's say, 1941, and there was some district up in northern Germany that had a law that said that Jews must be recognized as persons with rights, and Ted Cruz in his campaign would say, well, I oppose those personhood laws because they're not relevant. They're too complicated. They get into other issues.
He's a constitutionalist, Bob.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's a Harvard-educated lawyer. And so, one, he'd be wrong, and two, he'd be immoral for opposing the laws that say these are persons. That's all the law would say. These are persons. And he would oppose it as he's opposing it right now. So he only supports the laws that regulate how, when, where you could kill a child. And he only opposes the laws that say the child is a person.
And for those people who are applauding the cry for states' rights are not a moral value. They're just a procedure.
That's a great point. You know, Daryl, at American Right to Life's website, there's a page on states' rights. And it's informed by the Bible. Because in the Bible, in Israel, there were 12 states. You know, we had 13 colonies. They had 12 states, basically. And one of their states, they said that they had the authority to decide whether or not to prosecute murder. It was up to them, states' rights. And in this account in the Bible, God said, no, you don't have the authority. You're obligated to prosecute murder. You know, I'm paraphrasing the whole chapter of Judges 21.
Right.
And they said, no, we don't have to prosecute murder. Judges chapter, what is it? 20, 21, I forget now. We don't have to prosecute murder. We could do what we want. And God said, well, actually, no, you're wrong. And he brought the whole rest of the nation down on the heads of the tribe of Benjamin. And so today we have conservative Christians who've bought into the Ron Paul lie that states could decide whether to decriminalize murder. And what is it, only for children they could decide to decriminalize murder? Or is it also for blacks, maybe? Or also for Christians or Jews or who? Just children?
There is no jurisdiction for doing right, and there is no jurisdiction for doing wrong. If you are at any level of government, you are obligated to do right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, what a good point. Ted Cruz is a legal positivist. He's a moral relativist. And in fact, he was a key part of the Bush administration from during Bush's campaign with him and his wife, Heidi. And they were involved in domestic policy, and they were involved in different aspects of the Bush administration. And when did Ted Cruz warn the Christians that while Bush was saying he was against abortion, he was doubling the funding for Planned Parenthood? When to this very day has Ted Cruz ever warned about their keeping their mouth shut while the pro-life Christian Republicans gave $1 billion more to Planned Parenthood than the Clintons ever had given them? To this day, has he come clean on the record? No, he hasn't.
And so many people today, we have Christians or pro-lifers who claim to be Christians who are trying to make political calculations. And they say, well, we got to stop Hillary. Well, when it comes right down to it, whether you have Trump or Hillary, for example,
yeah,
when you have an evil candidate, you cannot calculate how evil they can sink.
Well, that's absolutely true. And let's say you could, which you can't.
Right.
Right. There's no bottom to this abyss.
Right.
Of supporting your child killer versus the other child killer. But let's say there was a crystal ball and we could tell that Trump would actually be more evil than Hillary. Well, then what are you going to do? Then you're going to have to start campaigning for Hillary.
Right. If we watch human nature interact, if we watch how politicians interact, if Hillary gets elected, when she does evil, the Republicans might even try to stop her. But if Donald, the Republican, gets elected, they might let him do anything evil he wants to do.
Well, that's happened throughout history. I mean, since World War II, when the Republicans have the White House, social spending goes through the roof, beating all previous Democratic administrations.
You just can't think that our evil guy is better than your evil woman.
All right, exactly. And Daryl, some years back, I went to the headquarters of the Colorado Republican Party. One of their previous chairmen, Steve Curtis, has been a longtime friend of Bob and Yurt Live. But before Steve, I went with the manager at IBM, mid-level manager, and we went to talk to him about his support for, I think it was Hank Brown, who's a child killer, Republican congressman. And he said, well, Hank Brown will kill fewer kids than his Democratic opponent. And I said to Bruce Benson at the time, the chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, I said, well, Bruce, by your reasoning, then you would support Adolf Hitler if you thought that the Marxists that he was running against might kill more people. And he said, you're right. He said, that's true. So this is the head of the Colorado Republican Party acknowledging that by his principles, if he were in Germany, he might have been a Nazi supporting Hitler, because if he had a crystal ball, the Marxists ended up killing more people than the Nazis did. So anyway, there's no bottom to that abyss. And if you're listening to a talk show host who says, support the Republican nominee, whoever he is, then you know that you're listening to the enemy. Thank you, Daryl Berkey. Thanks for calling in, Daryl. All right. Hey, you might want to check out ProLifeProfiles.com. And you'll see Donald Trump's profile updated. May God bless you.